Drew Hutchison, if there's such a thing as every winter, there's somebody that everybody's talking about. You seem to be it this winter with the comments that Alex Anthopoulos has made, Sal Fasano's made. And first of all, for you, what's it been like to, I don't know how much you read, I don't know how much you hear, but I'm assuming you've heard a lot of the stuff. What's it been like for you to hear all this?
Honestly, I don't search anything out. You know, if I hear something, you know, obviously it's very nice things have been said, and it's humbling and I appreciate it. But at the same time, there's still a lot of work to be done and just trying to work hard every day to be a better player.
When I heard your name first this year, I thought back to spring training. And for that game against the Phillies, when they put the lineup card up, it said Hutchison, and we all said, who's that? And the PR staff didn't even know your first name. And you've kind of made a name for yourself by having a very good year through Dunedin and finishing up in New Hampshire this year. What do you remember about, first of all, about that game? Obviously, for someone who was in the minor leagues, it's still a minor league stadium. It's comfortable, but you're facing some pretty stiff competition, and you did great.
It was a lot of fun. I enjoy competing, and it was a challenge. And it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it, and I'm appreciative of the opportunity I got to, you know, to pitch that game. They could have called, brought somebody else up, and I'm, you know, real thankful for that opportunity. And it was a lot of fun to learn to see how guys handle themselves and things of that nature.
Were you surprised to get the opportunity?
I mean, not really. You know, it's unfortunate somebody went down and they had to call somebody up real quick. And you know, I'm real honored, and I was real happy that it was me.
And after that game, John Farrell said to us, okay, now we know why that's the guy that they wanted us to call up from the minor league complex, because you did so well, and then it certainly seems like you took that into the season with you.
Yeah, last year was a lot of fun because I had the opportunity of playing on three winning teams, which doesn't happen very often in any career or minor league career, you know, anywhere, three winning teams, and I was able to play with a lot of great players and finish it off by being a part of a championship team in the Eastern League, which was a lot of fun, and last year was definitely great, but now it's time to get ready, you know, for this year, so.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about this year. And you go in with the general manager saying he believes that you and Chad Jenkins and Deck McGuire can all be a factor on this big league team in 2012 at some point. He talked about the quantum leap you made throughout the course of the season, that you're throwing harder, your slider is harder, that your command continues to be impeccable. What do you do now? What's the next step for you to take to Dunedin for spring training next month?
I'd say just, you know, continue to try to get better every day. Just go out there and work hard, listen, learn from some of the other guys, some of the older guys, and just, you know, continue to work hard.
What's this thing like for you, this minor league orientation? You're in the big league clubhouse right now. You're getting shown around and out on the field a little bit as well. Just tell me this experience for you.
It's awesome, the opportunity to come up here. I'd never been to Toronto before, first time actually out of the country. So coming up here and seeing the field and seeing the clubhouse, it's really exciting. And it's really nice of them to bring us here, and I'm very thankful for it.
You did expect there to be snow all over the place, though, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yeah,
that's coming on the weekend. Don't worry about that. If you start this year back in New Hampshire, which I guess we all expect because you only had the month there and then the playoffs, is that a better environment, do you think, for you than maybe going to Las Vegas, where it really seems like it's so tough to pitch in that league?
For me, I'm really just, you know, I'm happy anywhere I go to get a chance to compete and play baseball. Wherever they send me, you know, that's their business, and I'm going to go there, you know, and try to compete and have fun and get better. And it doesn't matter really where you are, all of those things you're going to continue to do, try to get better and ultimately compete to help win.
Not to take anything away from the other managers that you played for, but what was it like having Sal Fasano as that kind of pitching guru guy?
Sal was great. You know, he's the type of guy you just, even if you're not talking to him, you want to be in his area. So, you know, he already has to say his views on things. You just learn a lot from being around him. So I always tried to stay within earshot of him just to hear what he had to say about certain situations.
And I got to ask you, too, as a 21-year-old who was a 15th-round pick, and we hear so much about the guys who go first round, sandwich round, second round, those guys. And usually the later round guys don't move as quickly. And it seems to me anyway, like they have to be even more impressive to get moved along. Have you kind of felt that at all over your pro career?
You know, I was thankful for an opportunity. You know, just like anybody who was drafted in the first round or the 50th round, it's an opportunity, and it's what you make of your opportunity. It's not, you know, where you go. Certainly there's business aspects, but really I was just thankful for the opportunity that the Blue Jays gave me to play professional baseball, which, you know, was always my dream. So ever since then, you've just been working hard and doing things I need to do to continue to get better.
Yeah, you certainly seem to have taken the ball and have run with it, and we wish you continued success. We'll catch up with you in spring training, and, you know, who knows, maybe we'll catch up with you in this place sometime midseason.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks.